Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
I felt like I dodged a bullet last week when I had an air conditioning company come out and tell me that I needed a new AC unit at a cost of almost $3,000. Something didn't feel right. I checked in with somebody that I've used for many, many years and trust deeply, and they found no major problems. My air conditioner is working just fine. Thank you very much. So that kind of sparked some stories. We've got lots of them online, country1067.com. And we found out in this very room that there have been issues, not only mine, but Paulie tried to buy some tickets from a scalper. Well, he did buy some tickets from a scalper at a baseball game in Cincinnati,
which he got for free.
Yes, I know.
I understand it's going to be a bit of a markup, but the price he charged would be what they would be had he gotten them for face value.
Right.
Well, he got them for free.
Supply and demand, Paulie. You were willing to pay, and that's what he did.
Exactly.
Yeah. I guess.
Uh-huh. You've never bought scalp tickets, but you got a scalper's number once.
I was afraid that the police would arrest me, and I just wanted to go to the damn Miranda Lambert concert. I don't know anything about those rules, but they're everywhere. But no, I've never bought tickets from a scalper.
The scalper just gave you his business and card, in case.
Well, we were talking about another show, and my girlfriend is a scalp. She buys scalp tickets all the time, so she was talking to him, and then he's like, "Here, take my card if you need." And I'm like, isn't that like illegal? You have a business card for your illegal business?
No, it's called a pickup line.
I did not clue into that. I did not clue into that at all.
Scalping should come with the buyer beware sign. We know that.
I think it does. If it's a scalper, buyer beware.
519-741-1067. Hi, who's this?
Taylor.
Hey, Taylor.
I got a story about getting ripped off a little bit. It kind of goes with Paulie's Blue Jay ticket story. So me and my buddy, we got four tickets to a Buffalo Sabres game given to us, and only the two of us could go. So we went down. We thought we'd try and sell the tickets. We found a scalper, and he goes, "Okay, come into my office." So he pulls us into this sketchy little bus stop.
Office? What scalper has an office?
Hang on, this is scary.
Turns out we had these tickets. He offered us $40 for them. So we're like, you know what, $40, we'll get a couple beers and a hot dog, whatever. The tickets were beside us, so I asked the guy that got the tickets, I said, how much did you pay for those? $250.
So he bought them from you for $40 and sold them for $250.
$250, so he made a good $210 off my hot dog and beer.
You're an honest man,
exactly.
That's the problem.
That's the problem. I'm not going to make it in the scalping world. Maybe I need a business card. I don't know.
No.
Yes.
You're an honest person, Taylor. You get a job that makes you need a social insurance number. Be a good boy. Make your mother proud.
That's right. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm sure she's listening.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.